Well, Niall, I suppose the objective today was to get through the game and get to a semi-final. That's what you've done, but it took a lot of hard work.
I did, surely. We always knew after the back of the county championship now, it was kind of the hangover game, as they call it, and we always knew it was going to be hard to come up here against Carrigan. They took us to this pitch. It's a good tight pitch and they had physical men, and now we're just happy to get out the right side. I suppose we're up by 10 points and the boys will be looking at that over the next 2 weeks, and it's something that I say we're going to get a bit of a tune over.
Yeah.
So, fair play to Carrigan. They came at us, they got the goal, they got a few points, and they used all their experience there. And
what happened in that second half? Because they got it back as far as two, so they did. And was it worrying at that stage when they closed it, when they got it so close?
I don't think. Well, I suppose they had the kind of momentum, but we just knew if we got a ball at all. And then I think James Boyle said to the ship with a serious free down the corner here, and the crowd were on his back, and he just stuck it over. And fair play to James, he was out all year, and he came in today and done a serious job. But no, I think we were used to playing all year. You know, we played Unions, we all came out with a point, and used to Glenties and Dunlow, and all the teams we played in the championship. Donegal championship set up rightly. It's always going to be a tight affair, and going to 2 points, we just kind of stick to the game plan and stick to the job. And lucky enough, we got that free to settle us there.
Yeah, and I suppose the goals as well. You got three today. When you get to Ulster, that if you're going to matches, you need goals, and them goals came from players taking the right options.
100%. I think everyone knows that there's goals in this team, and no better men. I suppose Mulligan was, he got one, and Carroll got one, and Cass got one, like, and we could have had another two or three. I suppose we just kind of maybe slipped or took the wrong option, but no, I think there's goals in this team, and if we're going to progress further in Ulster, I think we're going to have to get them goals. And now we're happy to get three, but I suppose on the downside there, we get another three.
Yeah, and you had to rely on other players today because you were missing three key men, the two Orns, and then we've seen Kieran pick up that injury at the start, so other men had to step up when you were missing the calibre that there's the three of those players.
Yeah, certainly. I think during the week we were kind of touch and go then, boys, to play, and coming up the road, nobody can blink an eye, you know, because we knew that the panel was there and the lads were coming off the bench, we're going to do the same job. And I suppose James Boyle came in for Owen Ferry, and look what he done, he kind of marked Michael McCann out of it and he kicked that free. So, and then Big Peter and Big Dan came in, and unlucky to Kieran Gillespie there, it's horrible to see. He's had tough 2 years of injuries and he came back, and another thing is a knee dislocation, so hopefully, touch wood, now he's alright. But no, Marvin and Michael put that emphasis. I think it showed throughout the league. We won the league with them players, and them players are ready to step up, and that's what they're done today.
Just finally then, you just have to learn from, I suppose, the second half performance, and you have to take something out of it heading into what's going to be another big game against Cross in 2 weeks' time.
Massively. I suppose this time 2 years ago, Glenties beat us. We were 6 points up and they actually beat us. So to come out the right end of one of them, they were kind of the men and women, but I think we kind of stood tall and we got another few scores. So that's kind of something we learned from. But hopefully we can learn even more from this game now, taking it to Crossbeglen, because that there won't be good enough against Crossbeglen, as everyone knows.